I'm going to open the scripture in the book of Mark. The story that I want to share with you is quoted in three books of the Bible. And I want to read it to you. It's in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21. I'm going to read it kind of quickly. And if you're able to find it, wonderful. If not, it is okay as well. Just listen. The word of God reads, "Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, 'My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hand on her, that she may be healed, and she will live.' So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched the edge of his garment. For she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the women, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.' And while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, 'Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?'" Hallelujah. This story is loaded with a lot of emotions. Sicknesses, bad reports, the loss of a loved one. And I don't know how you came tonight. Tonight is the last Sunday of this beautiful year. And maybe you have been dealing with different situations. And perhaps your situations, instead of getting better, they're growing or getting worse. And you don't even know what you're going to do. And you're wondering, this is the end of the year. What's going to happen with my life? This story, as I said before, a lot of emotions, a lot of confusion, desperation. But tonight, I have good news for you. I have good news for you. Because I tell you, it doesn't matter the situation that you may have come in tonight with. When Jesus is part of your situation, there's going to be changes. And many of those changes will be eternal changes. In this story that we just read, we see Jesus entering into the city of Capernaum, which was located closer to the sea, the Galilee Sea. And the first thing that he encountered was a man by the name of Jairus. He was a ruler. He was in charge of the services on the synagogue. Everybody knew him. But he knew that Jesus wasn't just any regular teacher. He was God. And the Bible says that he bowed himself and worshiped. Another scripture said that. And he came and he asked Jesus. He said, "Jesus, could you please come and touch my little daughter?" That was the only daughter that he had. And she was about to die. And I love that Jesus, as soon as he heard what he was asking, he said, "Let's go." And they went on his way. But on the way, there was also another woman in the area. The Bible doesn't give us the name, And it is okay, because maybe I could be that woman. Maybe tonight you can identify with that person. The Bible says that this woman had suffered an issue of blood for 12 years. And you know, when we have a sickness, when we develop, sometimes we're starting feeling sick, but we think, oh, this is going to pass. Maybe it's normal for a woman. But time passed, and the flow would not stop. And she started getting concerned. But like you and me, many times when we are dealing with something, we go and try to fix it ourselves. And the Bible says that she went to the physicians, to the doctors of her time, and the doctor prescribed her medications, did things just like Marcella was sharing with us. But nothing was happening. In fact, the Word of God tells us that she grew worse and that she suffered many things by the hands of these physicians. And it's really sad to know that she was going to this place to get help. And the very people that was supposed to help her, the very people that were supposed to protect her and aid her, were the ones who were making her case even worse. And that help was conditional, because it was depending on the money that she had. She was paying for that, for the service, and they were trying to supposedly help her. But things were going worse. And there was a moment when her money ran out. And they said, well, you don't have no money. This is it. So she was in a desperate situation. This sickness wasn't like if I will have something that you can see outside. It was an internal sickness that was depleting her from her energy, from her very life. In the beginning, maybe you could have noticed, but then as the year passed, she started debilitating, and she was about to die as well. But I love the scripture that it says that when she ran out of all the things that she could do, she heard about Jesus. And tonight, as I said before, I don't know what is the situation that you have been dealing. You've been trying to fix it, and you make it worse. You try to ask for your friends to help you, and they maybe mean well, but they make things worse. And I'll tell you, perhaps you get somebody to help you, and you get a temporary fix. But that is not enough, because the pain is in there. Maybe you're dealing with loneliness. And you say, well, if I establish a relationship with somebody, to end up worse, heartbroken, to end up lonely. There's a lot of people that may have gotten married, and they're more lonely than the ones that are single. And they're thinking, this is the solution for my relationship. Maybe you're thinking, if I obtain a particular thing, fame, if I obtain money, and we go with these different things, trying to fulfill the void. I'm telling you tonight, that void cannot be fulfilled by anything in this world. The only one who can fill out that void is Jesus Christ himself, when you invite him to come into your life. This woman was desperate. That sickness was destroying her. And when I think about sickness, I had to relate it with a condition that everyone in this room has. And that condition is called sin. Sin is every action that I and you take that it is against the Holy One of God. Everything that we do to offend the name of God, when you steal, when you lie, when you commit adultery, fornication, that is sin, the Bible says. And the Word of God says that the paycheck that you get for sin is death. And you may try to fix it, but you can never buy the forgiveness of God. You can never merit the gift of God. There's no way. And that's the symptom that we get. Loneliness, sadness, depression, suicide. Those are just symptoms of the real issue that we have. Because just like this woman, all of us have issues. All of us have internal issues. But I come to tell you that the one that fixes the issues is here tonight in this place. And he wants to touch you. He wants to transform you. He wants to heal you if you will let him. There was no way for us to make it to God. No way. But the Bible said that God so loved the world that even though they were sinners, Jesus Christ died for them. Jesus Christ died for you and for me. That just for the unjust, he came and gave his life. He suffered on the cross. They tortured him. They put nails in his hand and put it on the cross. And he shed his blood for you and for me because he loved you, because he thought that you were worth enough to die for. At this point, Jesus had not yet died, but he was walking in this city. And going back to the story, the woman heard about God, about Jesus. But there was some situation that we need to discuss. And that is what sin does to your life. As our sister shared with us, the enemy, the devil, our enemy, has come to kill you, destroy you. But Jesus has come to give you life, an eternal life. But this sickness wasn't only affecting her physical body by debilitating her. It was also hurting her emotionally. Because from the moment that she got this sickness, she was characterized or labeled as unclean in her society. People no longer looked at her the same. In the beginning, nobody knew about her sickness, only her and perhaps the doctors that she was consulting. But then it was her duty to tell people that she was sick. And every time she would come to a crowd, she had to go and scream, unclean, unclean. And as soon as people will see her, they will have to turn away from her. So now you're talking about loneliness. You're talking about sadness. Her heart was broken. And not only sin does that to you, sin separates you from God. Because as an unclean person, she could no longer go to the house of God or the house of worship because of her condition. She was unclean. They would not let her. And many of you will say, well, you know, I'm doing okay. But you know what? If you are far from God, you're not doing okay. And maybe if you're alive right now, this is for a season. Because tomorrow, it could be too late. And that's when we will meet our destiny. Or we go to heaven with Jesus, or we go to hell because of our sin. But again, I have good news today. I'm not coming to tell you that you're going to go to hell. Only, I'm going to tell you that if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you say, here I am, Lord, rescue me, he will come, set you free, and he will write your name in the book of life. Another attack that we see in this woman, it was her identity as a woman. From the moment that she got this sickness, no man would have wanted to marry that woman. So she started feeling less of a woman or what God had originally created her. She could no longer bear children because she was bleeding herself to death. And many of you tonight have experienced that. You're struggling with your identity because sin has come to destroy you. And you don't even know if you're a woman. You don't even know if you're a man. And you're wondering what's going on. But I come to tell you that it's just sin. But if you give your life to Jesus, God is going to set you free. If you come and say, God, help me. I need your help. If you recognize that you are in need, this woman was emotionally destroyed. Her identity as a woman, her identity as a member of society. Her friends left her down, most likely her family too. Because you know what? When you're doing supposedly okay, nobody sees what you're going through, everybody may like you, but when they start seeing the works of darkness in your life, people start pushing you away. And you feel rejected. You feel outcast, out of everything. No, her society, no, her friend. Nobody wanted to hang out with her no more. She was by herself. And in her loneliness and her despair, she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus was walking through in that area. And she came and she said, if I only touch the edge of his garment, I will be made whole. We're talking about a woman reaching out for Jesus. And by the way, I forgot to say the title of the message, Reaching Out to Jesus. You know, she said, if I only touch the edge of his garment, I will be made whole. And I tell you tonight, if you're desperate like this woman, go and touch the garment of Jesus. Approach the Lord. It doesn't matter how unclean you are. It doesn't matter how messed up you are. Jesus says, come to me if you're tired. Come to me if you're thirsty. Come to me, says Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is the message of our Father to you, and he's extending it to you. She came, and I think she took advantage that the people will all gather, going crazy. And she went, and she touched it. She didn't talk to Jesus. She just touched. And as soon as her hands touch the edge of the garment of Jesus, something happened in her body. All the blood that was flowing stopped and dried out. And all of a sudden, she felt a strength in her body, and she knew that she had been healed because she touched the garment of Jesus. And the Bible said that immediately, Jesus turned and says, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Because he knew that virtue had come out of his body. And I'll tell you tonight, it breaks my heart that it was only this woman that got healed in that place. It breaks my heart because there was a crowd that were touching Jesus, but they were not getting healed because they had other things in mind. Tonight, Jesus is walking in this place and he's reaching out to you. Will you reach out for him? She was made whole and she was healed because she believed in him. The same presence of Jesus is here tonight. He's saying to you, touch me, reach out to me, and I will change your life. There were a lot of people touching Jesus. Yes, the disciples were right. What are you saying, Master? Who touched me? Don't you see everybody squeezing you and touching you? But he said, no. I perceive the power came out of my body. And I love that Jesus knew who had touched him. It's not that Jesus didn't know. Of course Jesus knew. Because the Bible says that he turned around and saw her. And this was the moment when she needed to confess. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and you believe in your heart, you shall be saved. A lot of people like to receive things from Jesus, but they don't want to give glory to him. They want to receive the benefits. God, give me this. Give me that. Change my life. Change this situation. But I'll tell you, when God does something, we need to open our mouth and say, God, you did it. It wasn't me. God, you did it. And we give glory back to the maker of heaven and earth. Perhaps she was feeling afraid because she had approached the crowd that told her, you can never be closer to us because you're unclean. But at this point, she had been made whole. And she was about to escape, you know. But he just waited. And when she saw that she could not hide no more, the Bible says that she bowed down before Jesus and confessed it and said, this is what happened. And this is what just took place in my life. And you will think that Jesus wanted her just to come and say, come on, say what I did for you. But this is not my Jesus. Because you see, she could have walked away with her body healed. But as I tell you before, sin not only destroyed her body, but her soul, her person needed restoration. And the Bible says that Jesus, the words that came out of the mouth of Jesus was, be of good cheer. And tonight, the same words that Jesus said to this woman, he's telling you tonight, the situation that you're struggling tonight, Jesus is saying, be of good cheer, be of good courage. And you know what? Only Jesus can say, be of good courage, because he is the one who can make things impossible possible, because there's nothing impossible for my Heavenly Father to do. Another thing that Jesus said to her is that he called her daughter. And I tell you, she was one of the daughters of Abraham. And the enemy had told her, no, you're nothing, you're garbage. And tonight many of you have been called and labeled different things. The enemy said, you're not good for nothing. You should be dead right now. Why don't you take up your life? That is the voice of the enemy. But my Jesus is calling you my daughter. My Jesus is calling you my son, because he loves you and he's already paid the price for you in the cross of Calvary. That's how great is his love. How great is his love for you. He said, go in peace. Oh, she needed a peace. Only Jesus can give the peace to the situation that you're struggling tonight. It doesn't matter how difficult it may be. Maybe it's a report from the doctor. Maybe it's a situation in your home. Maybe there's an internal situation, a struggle that you have. Jesus is saying, go in peace. But you can only go in peace when you establish a relationship with Jesus. Like this woman, she confessed. She says, you did this to me. And she received it. The Bible says, and be healed, he said, from your affliction. Jesus had already healed, but he spoke the word for her to receive. And when Jesus speaks, he doesn't waste his time or his words. There's power in every word that Jesus said. Jesus worked her life in her life. But now we have the other case of Jairus. He is seeing all this. He's like, wow, this woman is being healed. And all of a sudden, when Jesus is speaking, he hears the report. Your daughter is dead. And maybe you are one of those that you're saying, you know what? Carla, it's too late for me. This situation that I am dealing with is already over. That's it. There is no more solution. But I come to tell you that is not a thing for my Jesus. There's nothing too big or too small for Jesus to do. He is the God who can make everything possible if he chooses to. There's nothing impossible for my Heavenly Father. And I love that Jesus spoke to this man and he said, do not be afraid, just believe. Obviously, we can see that he had just a way of thinking that Jesus could heal him. He was thinking that perhaps if Jesus would touch her daughter, that was the only way to be healed. And perhaps today, you may be wondering and saying, God, I have a prescribed way how I think you should intervene in this situation. But I come to tell you, perhaps you think that the solution should be in step 1, 2, and 3. But I come to tell you that the thoughts of my God are not your thoughts. Because the thoughts of God are higher than your thoughts. So if you already have a prescription of a way how things should work, I would advise you to put it away. I would advise you to put it away and say, Jesus, do whatever you want to do. In the story, just to come to an end, we see Jesus arriving to this house and people making fun. People come in and say, oh, you are ridiculous. How you can say that this girl is sleeping when she's dead? People making fun of God. So I would advise you, if you have those people that don't have faith, get rid of those people. You know what? Because Jesus said, come only the Father, the three disciples. We don't have time for those people that are doubting and making us lose our faith. The Bible says that this little girl was also given life. And when Jesus said, daughter, arise, this little girl was also healed of her sickness. Tonight, I want to invite you to receive that touch from Jesus. I don't know your situation, as I said before, But my Heavenly Father knows your situation, and He is here tonight. He wants to heal you and transform you. He wants to heal all those areas that perhaps you're not even aware. I am very grateful for the testimonies of how these two beautiful people, Gabriel and Marcella, opened up their hearts and they shared their pain. And I'll tell you what, we can see how God intervened in their particular circumstances and how God brought healing and identity to every one of them. And tonight, God wants to do that with you. And as the musicians come, I'm going to invite you here to come to the front. I would like to pray for you, and I would like you to repeat after me this prayer where we will invite Jesus to come and help us in the situation. The Bible says that if we confess, as I said before, with our mouth and believe it, we shall be saved. And you know, you don't want to leave. You don't want to start this year of 2016 without Jesus. We're coming into difficult times, and you know it. You see the atmosphere, the politics, the wars. I'll tell you, you want to be with Jesus because we are in the last days. As the musicians play, I'm going to invite you to come into the front, and I would like also to pray for those people that are struggling with a sickness, because I believe that the power of healing is present in here to touch you and to set you free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Repeat with me, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for forgiving me of all my faults and of all my sins. Thank you for the blood that you pour out for me to pay for me. Tonight I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me and restoring me. And I ask you, Lord, that every physical sickness that I may have, that you will touch me and that you will make me whole. We know that there's power in your name. And I believe it. And I receive my healing. And I believe the report of the Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord. And I want to ask you that you baptize me with your Holy Spirit in power. And that I will walk according unto your word. Thank you, because this year, 2016, I'm starting it with you, Jesus. You're going to walk with me, and you're going to speak to my heart. I ask you, Jesus, that you will seal these words in the name of Jesus. Amen.